USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner, and I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost. The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
FEMA officials say their number one priority is ensuring everyone, especially those in marginalized communities, has access to a coronavirus vaccine. Testifying before the House, Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton says we need to meet the moment of the pandemic.
This is an unprecedented challenge that has claimed the lives of over 540,000 of our neighbors, friends, family members across the country and has caused grave damage to the global economy.
Tom Brady has a big announcement.
So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
Yep, that's right. The future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did give out his cell phone number. He did lay out some ground rules, including asking fans not to text him on game day. Brady saying his fans can hit him up at 415-612-1737. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Less than 1 week after signing a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, the Biden administration is throwing out ideas on how to pay for it.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks. It goes into pension plans and so forth.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
OxyContin manufacturer Purdue Pharma is proposing a $10 billion plan to get out of bankruptcy and restructure the company. The plan would require members of the Sackler family who owned the company to pay almost $4.3 billion over a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.